The biennial book list, version number 7. When reading books feels like an act of rebellion. Post 879. These are the best books I have read in the last 2 years. Out of everything I have read, these are the ones most worth your time. They cover that pair of interests I've had for over 60 years, fiction and history. But other matters have insinuated themselves these last 24 months. The nature and exercise of power, the manner by which evil takes hold of a person, a community, and a nation, and the ways in which war creates its own logic and rules. As I come closer to it myself, I am more and more curious about death itself and how near-death experiences might shift one out of his or her routine and often create fundamental changes in character. We are living in a time of both an infinite access to knowledge and an infinite capacity for self-delusion, willful ignorance, and an extraordinary stupidity. This paradox has arisen when, according to Publishers Weekly Book Scan, which does include Amazon sales, reports 789 million print books were sold in 2022 in the U.S. I do not understand. I am in my 9th year of working in a bookstore, and since COVID, we have seen more young people buying books. But I also know that this experience represents the tiniest sliver of a sliver of a paring of a slip. At some point, do people grow weary of endless snippets of video and the poison of social media, and again yearn for silence and the feel of entering another life through the imaginative springboard of good novels, poems, histories, and memoirs? Will we again uncover our capacity for uninterrupted concentration on life outside our screens and the small lives those places foist upon us? Or will reading books become a refined and rare pastime akin to going to the ballet or the symphony? I have learned that human beings love stories. Maybe such a love lies deep in the genetic code awaiting discovery. If so, I hope it remains undiscovered. Some billionaire pig would find a way to monetize it. That love of stories, the need to tell, the need to listen, the need for this special rapture, should remain mysterious and hallowed. I find that at 72, I am reading more than ever in my life. What my Aunt Elsie showed me how to do when I was 3 or 4 remains central to each day. I hope this is true for you as well. And I also hope you might find books in this list that will encourage you to be curious and thankful and amazed.